Don't you ever tell me when it's hot mics. I can tell it's hot mics when you play this glorious song. Ooh, yeah, baby! Big George W, and you know how we kick that off with? We kick it off with one of these, son. Crack 'em if you got 'em.
Crack 'em if you got 'em.
Crack 'em if you got 'em, baby.
That's called the trifecta, crack 'em.
Trifecta, crack 'em. If you got him, baby, yeah.
Hey yo.
Doesn't
that song play nicer when the Dallas Cowboys win?
When it's a loss, like last week, listening to that, I want to just scratch my eyeballs out. When that song's playing, it's too fucking happy. I want to just scratch my eyes out. But after one of these sweet, sweet, sweet George W's,
Big George W's,
it's just so fitting. It is just so god dang fitting. And guys.
Super Bowl!
Hey,
I do just want to do one thing real quick here, if I can.
You
want to
show us your balls?
Shout out to Jerry Jones, yeah, because he beat the owner.
Okay, well, then if you're doing that, I got to do this.
How about them Cowboys, baby?
Those two sound bites go very nicely together, actually.
Yeah, and you know what? Both deserve their... their time.
The time in the spotlight.
Time in the spotlight. But look, what do you think about this win?
That's the ad special. I'm asking you guys a question and I don't even give you a second. I just go right into my own answer.
And you know what? That's what you get here on the Can Fan. We respect that you have something you want to say, but you present it in the form of a question. Okay?
It's a good tactic, to be honest. If you want to get something out yourself, ask a question and answer it before anyone gets a breath in.
It gets people listening.
Yeah.
And then they're concerned with what you have to say.
Facts.
Have a drink, boys. Have a drink. There you go.
Have a drink, King.
Get it in you, kid. All I have to say is a very good performance by the offense. We saw both two wide receivers firing off. We saw what we needed to from a tight end position. There was a goofy drop ball by Scooney. Okay. There was a good defense. Overall, defense played very good. I know they weren't playing against anyone, you know, worth touting.
Well, let's get that out of the way first. We get it.
Yeah.
The New York Giants aren't a good football team.
Yeah.
But the score tells you that we did what we had to.
Yeah.
I'll just lead out with that.
I was worried a little bit that the Cowboys were going to come out. And look, I think the score also at this point is misleading. 17-49. Really, Cowboys fucking put a pin in it at 7-49.
I was worried that the offensive starters weren't going to be on after the second quarter. 28-0. I'm like, oh my God, if they score another one, I don't know if we'll have offensive starters.
Well, and typically you wouldn't think that with the score, but because of the way that the game was flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flowing and going. I think the other thing that the big tell too is that a score like this in the first half of the season, everyone was shitting on us because it was our defense showing up. Love to see a score like this where it's 100% offense. Not to say the defense didn't show up because the defense was there, obviously, but the defense didn't put any points up on the board.
The points were all offensive points.
Yeah, all offensive points. We love it. You know what I'm saying?
We had 404 yards from Dakota. Dak Prescott.
A stat that they showed, AJ, that I just want to say before I forget it. Dak Prescott, 10th game with 400 yards. Every other Dallas Cowboy quarterback combined from the time before Dak Prescott is combined for 9. That's pretty wild. I get it. The game's changed. But to think to me, like, Tony Romo was still playing in today's game.
Yeah.
And to think that.
And Aikman had a solid offense.
Yeah, but even the 90s NFL was a little bit different. So you can kind of say, well, it makes sense that he doesn't have 400 yards. But Tony Romo, he had some very good offenses. For Dak Prescott to have more 400-yard games than every other Dallas Cowboys quarterback combined, that's a pretty wild stat. Dak Prescott's going to hold every Cowboys passing record by the time he retires. And sorry, I cut you off.
No.
Don't ever apologize.
Great point. The only knock on Prescott in today's game was that terrible, no good, bad interception that he threw towards Ferguson into double coverage. But we're going to ignore that because he went on to throw 4 touchdowns and also get a rushing touchdown himself.
Yeah.
5 TDs from Dakota Prescott
today. 5.
You know, fantasy football beast.
He came out and he said, "Hey, I'm looking to play some football today, guys." And
he did. I'm here to play some football.
Interesting stat here. We have Rico Dowdle, 12 carries, 79 yards, and a touchdown. Mind you, did get some of those yards in garbage time.
But you look good.
Look good. And Tony Pollard, 15 for 55. No touchdowns. A little underwhelming. Had a long of 15. And what that tells me is that he was able to move the ball consistently, but for smaller yardage. And maybe that's the place that number one wide receiver has, really.
Well, between the Dowdle-Pollard split right now, 12 carries for Dowdle, 15 for Pollard, I wouldn't hate seeing that going forward. I wouldn't hate to see them have a split like that. TB20 maybe is edging him out with about 55 to 60% of the snaps, where Dowdle's coming in between 45 and 40, or maybe even 45 to 35.
What was their average yards per carry?
Well, Rico with 12 and 79, he's going to be about 4.5. And then Pollard at 15 and 55, he's going to be somewhere at 3.8.
I love that my baby bro does some quick math.
That's just rough math.
It's rough, but
Dowdle's going to be somewhere between 4.3 and Pollard's going to be somewhere about 3.7 or 8.
We can see that Dowdle had the better yards per average, absolutely. But it's not, you can't really take that as an apples-to-apples comparison, I don't think, because, like I said, I think Dowdle came in some garbage time and got a couple yards. I'm not going to say that they...
You're thinking apples to watermelons?
Apples to watermelons, apples to melons, you know.
Apples to melons,
what's
baby.
The weirdest fruit? Have you guys ever seen a dragon fruit?
Those tomato. Things
are, yeah, tomato. Okay, apples to tomatoes.
Apples
well,
to
we
tomatoes.
We can't go apples to tomatoes.
I can't go apples to tomatoes on this one.
Apples to pumpkins?
End of the day, my point is just being, don't look too harshly on Tony Pollard for this performance. I think that this was part of the game plan, and they were giving throwing options.
Oh, yeah.
And Pollard came in, did his part. I'm not surprised that he ends up the season with 3.5 yard average. Putting on like 1,000 yards.
But you would still think occasionally he would have one of his Tony Pollard-esque runs. That's the weird thing.
Dowdle's getting those.
Dowdle is getting those, yeah. So they're still there a little bit. But you know Tony Pollard, since we've watched him, he was always going to break off one for 40 or 50 or 60 yards. It's just weird that hasn't transpired at least one time.
It's week 10.
It's just weird.
No, you're right.
It's just weird that he hasn't had that, because that's what he kind of built his career on. He was always that guy that eventually he might only have 3 yards here, 4 yards here, 5 yards here, and then boosh, he's got 60 and a tuggy.
And suddenly you've been booshed.
And to say that it could possibly, and not saying that he's a better RB2, but when you look at the way that the snaps were happening last year, you know, he wasn't the first guy to go to. It was Zeke. So now that TP20 is getting those first touches, Maybe he's not performing the way that he should. Maybe if you swap it and have Rico as RB1 and TP20 as RB2, we would see TP20 similar to how he played with Zeke.
But it's still weird for the amount of touches he's had. Just mathematically, you'd expect him to break one for a long run.
Yeah.
I think it's just a weird. I don't even know if it's anything to do with Tony Pollard personally.
Yeah,
it's just this weird thing that he hasn't had a breakout run yet.
No, because the reason we were so excited about TP20 last year with combined with Zeke was that he would have these big plays that stood out from the rest of the running game.
Even since he was a rookie.
Right.
He's always had these big, big, big plays.
Yeah. So you're right. And the expectation is still there, I think.
And it's still doable. It's still there to happen. If TP20 ends up going, and we talked about this while we were filming or live streaming the game, and we were talking about defensive players, but if Tony Pollard, by week 17 going into the postseason, now starts breaking off 100-yard games with big runs, I don't give a fuck what he did at week 10, because we know he still has the physicality and the skill to break off big runs. That didn't go away. It just hasn't jived yet. So he still has that in him. It's just, it hasn't happened.
Yeah, and we move on to the receiving yards here. Brandon Cooks had a definitely career game with the Dallas Cowboys. 9 receptions, 173 yards, 1 touchdown. CeeDee Lamb, 11 receptions, 151 yards, and a touchdown. I mean,
you know what I like to see out of these two guys right here? So you got 10 targets for Brandon Cooks, 9 receptions.
Yeah.
He caught 90% of the balls thrown at him, and then CeeDee Lamb, 11 receptions on 14. He caught somewhere about 80% of the passes that was thrown at him.
If you're getting above 66%, 65%,
you're killing it.
You're doing really well. And both of those guys are out there playing really well. I love to see, because I think this could be the potential of a shift of bringing Cooks more into that passing game where Dak can rely on him more. I think all of Cooks' plays today came from Dak Prescott, where he was throwing the ball to him in, you know, different scenarios. So it's not just like what we've seen in the past 3 games here has been like Lamb has been the guy who he goes for. And I love to see that. I love to see you trust your number one. But it's great to see that Cooks is also getting the ball now, and I hope we see that more moving forward.
What I also love about this receiving core right now, we look at Brandon Cooks and we look at CeeDee Lamb. Obviously, they have a majority of the carries, but you look at Michael Gallup, 2 for 2 for 70 yards and a touchdown. You got Jalen Brooks, 4 for 4 with 39 yards, and then you got Jake Ferguson, 4 for 7, or 7, 4 for 7? Yeah, 4.
No, 4 for 4.
No.
Brooks? Oh, Ferguson, 4 for 7.
Sorry, yeah, targets,
four for seven. Yeah. With 26 yards and a touchdown. So it's like, they spread the ball fairly well. So you look at your two majority receivers in Brandon Cooks and CeeDee Lamb, and then you look at your other guys, and you hit them when you absolutely need to. And Michael Gallup and Jalen Brooks are 100% on their
caught every ball thrown at them,
and then Jake Ferguson gets that tutty in there, which is great. So Dak is spreading it across his receiving core between tight ends and. And wide receivers.
Well, let's get this out of the way. CeeDee Lamb is the number one wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he, like, fucking Sherman saying that he wasn't. Last year he was. Like, CeeDee Lamb was a top 6 wide receiver last year. Top 10. He finished somewhere in about the 6th range. And he's doing better this year. So the fact that Richard Sherman even said out in public on his TV show or whatever the fuck program he's on, talking about how CeeDee Lamb wasn't a true number one, it couldn't be any further from the truth. CeeDee Lamb is absolutely balled out in the last 4 weeks.
We're going to find out after whatever it is, the last bye week, week 14, I think it is the last bye week. So by week 15, we're gonna know where CeeDee lands, and he's going to land in the top 3 wide receivers in the NFL.
On this pace?
Behind A.J. Brown and Tyreek Hill.
Fuck, he's right with those boys. He is right there with them. In his last 4 game stint, but maybe he's just playing out of his mind.
Sure, out of his last 4. But if we look at his average, just saying moving forward, if he does have a couple down games, which is like let's equal that in, he's still on pace for third. If he keeps on the pace that he was in the last 4 games, man, I think he's gonna outpace both those guys.
He's an all pro wide receiver.
Crazy.
The thing that with CeeDee Lamb too. I mean, look at that. One of the great, like, a solid fucking catch with that one-handed catch when he was getting PI'd today.
Guy was all over his right arm, and CeeDee just took that big old left dick beater out there. Yeah.
Just snapped
that ball right up. Just fucking so, Spider-Man that thing. Right?
But, I mean, and then coming back where Dak was about to get sacked, and then Dak just threw it away, but it wasn't really a throwaway. It was.
A throwaway, didn't it?
Yeah.
When he just threw it.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm coming back for you, Dak. I'm gonna catch it. And then Dak and CeeDee was like, "Oh my goodness."
They're both laughing.
At first, I was thinking, man, like, don't not do that again, Dak Prescott. But he, by his reaction afterwards, he stuck his tongue out like a little cute little
tongue sucker.
But he was throwing it to where he's like, look. I know CeeDee's going to come back for this, and he threw it there, and we don't love to see it because it could easily be.
But CeeDee was the only guy there?
Yeah.
The crazy thing about that, if he did throw it away there, I'm pretty sure he was in the tackle box, so it would have been intentional grounding.
Oh,
or if he threw it out, because you have to be outside of the tackle box. But yeah, he threw it. I'm like, oh, it's going out of bounds. And then,
hey,
Sadarius Lamb said, not today.
Fuck you, Giants.
Fuck you, G-Man.
Any negatives, though?
Oh, tough to say.
Be
I mean,
critical. Be
you got to
be critical.
You got to be the interception, maybe the one interception, but it's even hard.
If you're talking offense, yeah, the interception. But you're expected when you're against a team like this, and you're trying to, I think, in terms of playing a little bit more aggressive, throwing it out and getting and spreading the ball out the way that we are, you're going to expect an interception or something. Like there is going to be a turnover the way that we're moving the ball with our offense. Stacks at 400 yards. But I think my biggest disappointment today would be on the defensive side. I thought a game like today, Micah would have been a bigger, prominent stat line.
His stat game. I thought it was going to be
a stat game for sure. So when you look at the team, obviously our defense turned up when they needed to.
I don't even know if Micah had a single tackle today. D-Law had a sack. Osa had a sack. So we okay, and that's actually another thing. As we're going TFL. Towards the defense, Giants got sacked 5 times. Cowboys never got sacked. Dak Prescott didn't even get sacked today.
So two things I want to say. Number one, Sam Williams played the man more. Came in there, got a big siggity sig. I know. Okay, yes, it's against the veto. We know the DeVitos. Everyone knows the DeVitos.
Everybody knows the DeVitos. You see them up there? What'd you guys say the TV show would be? Growing Up DeVito?
Growing Up DeVito?
I would probably watch that, to be honest.
Yeah, I fucking for sure would watch that.
And then
here's our son Tommy from Syracuse. He's just, from Syracuse to the NFL. And he just loves his family. 2 Chainz Tommy.
And he gets home after a loss and he's trying to go to bed and the mom's trying to coach him up. And he's like, Ma!
I gotta go to bed, Ma! I got class in the morning. I got math.
Mom, I got class tomorrow, Ma.
Growing Up DeVito.
Well, I just want to talk to you about your game.
You had him wide open.
Okay. Wide open.
One thing to be concerned about moving forward, again, is this run defense. The Cowboys really allowed the Giants to run more in the second half. Whether or not that was just kind of like, which I don't think is good anyways, but whether or not they were just like playing a little bit more soft on and protecting the pass, I don't know. I'll have to ask Mike himself to see what was going on there. What was happening there? But it did feel like that's still an issue. Barkley is a fucking, I would say, S-tier running back. On the right team, I'm not going to take that away from him. But look, you can't give him an opening. He's going to find it and take it. So maybe there was a little bit of that on the defense where they were taking it easy on him. I don't know. But
it felt like that in the second half a little bit. But look at this. Neville Gallimore, Dorrance Armstrong, Sam Williams, all three of them, 3 total tackles, 2 solos, and all a sack with a TFL.
And then Dante Fowler Jr. with a sack.
And Lawrence.
DeMarcus Lawrence with a sack.
So sacks, it looks like sacks do count as TFLs.
No.
They don't. So those guys all just weirdly had TFLs on top of it?
Yes.
Crazy.
The one thing I will say about today that is a concern on our defense, J-Lew.
Yeah.
Out of anybody on the defense today, like last week we saw it, they were targeting J-Lew. Whenever they would target Jordan Lewis, the Eagles, you're getting him over the top. You were doming fucking J-Lew.
He's getting penalties. Day.
So, it was concurrent on this week's game as well. Like there was a couple of drives where it was like 3 drives in a row where you got penalties. And then.
Well, chat was saying that J-Lew's the new Anthony Brown. Luckily, he's a slot corner.
Yeah.
Which we said, luckily he's a slot corner. Luckily he's not lining up wide with anyone. Because you can mask that a little bit. But Jordan Lewis, we've seen him ball out in the past. Maybe he's just having a weird stint.
The problem with me is not necessarily that he might let guys beat him. I'm okay with that. That happens, and that's like you're trying your hardest. It's when you get these back-to-back penalties that I really start to fucking hyper-focus on the player. So... not good that he did that in today's game.
And last week's.
If he's getting beat, it's like, that sucks. Can we replace him with anyone who's better? In this case,
no.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And so it's just what you got to deal with. And now you got to lean on, like,
You got to scheme against it. You have to
lean on coaching to be like, okay, yeah. we can't let this guy just fucking be one-on-one with people in the open because he either is going to get a penalty or he's going to fucking let a big gain.
Which we've
and
seen
that's
him
what
be,
we got to deal with.
We've seen him be able to be that guy. Like, he was a great slot corner. So he does have the capability of being a good slot corner.
I don't think it's a big red flag. The penalties that he got were
bigger.
Were a bigger concern, but they're correctable. None of them were like,
yeah,
terrible. And you know, if he plays well enough that he can allow the bigger plays to happen,
yep.
the turnover plays to happen, that's what we're looking for our defense. So,
what are you smiling at?
Just the
what
fact,
are you smiling at, Zach Morris?
Just the fact that Ultra Cowboy comes in here and says Cowboys offense will cook the 49ers and Eagles secondary. Good,
I love
luck.
It.
Let's go! Wait,
does he mean good luck as in no, they won't?
No,
he's saying good luck to them.
And then
you never know with Ultra. You always got to read into it a little bit.
No, he's saying good luck.
Oh, nice.
And then he's also saying Izzy played well in slot in the playoffs last year.
He did. Didn't play very good today. He had a couple bonehead plays. What I want to do, if we're still going through stats here, I'm dope with that. I want us to go over to the Cowboys YouTube and just see if they have any player interviews out.
Yeah, bring it up. Let's watch that.
Something that we've never done before.
So as you're bringing up, we're gonna listen. We're gonna as a team here, we're gonna listen to some of the.
What do you got, Chad? Anyone in chat?
Yeah,
saying anything?
James Knight saying positive positivity from Ultra baby. John Gary Tatum says Dak was on the mark with a lot of the long balls today. Love seeing those long balls. MG13,
long balls are good.
MG13 on that long ball. And
just cut our
cut the vid.
Well, just while we're because can we even?
Yeah, you can have this. You will not get flagged for this.
Yeah, play it. And hey, and if we didn't get flagged with it, who cares?
Yeah, you won't get flagged for that. They love it.
I love it,
Cowboys. But this is are we? It's like we're Spider-Man. We're in the Spider-Verse. We're just sitting in the rafters here watching them. So okay. they didn't. Oh, we just lost it. So
we just lost the feed.
It looks like now they're actually coming in.
Into something? Because what they'll do is they'll do player. Okay, let's hear what Kyle Heumann has to say here.
Hang on.
Let's hear what old Kyle Heumann has to say.
Saying that Jay Lou's the new Anthony Brown.
As they did here in their Week 10 win over the New York Giants. They needed some blocking up front. They got some from the second-year player, Tyler Smith. He spoke to the media after the win.
My fucking boy! What's the
mentality? I think he's got a Gucci jacket.
Hey,
a Gucci
that's my
jacket.
Fucking boy!
He's got a Gucci jacket
what
on.
What camera is on me at?
I mean, it doesn't matter to us what they got going on over there. You know, in this building, you know, we know every time we show out each week, you know, it's going to be on us. It's us versus us. You know, we're playing to our standard. We're not playing to the level of our competition. So just continuing to, you know, just keep the mission in perspective for us is what we're trying to do. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we want to go to a Super Bowl, and it starts with going 1-0 every single week. So
that's the mentality you want to hear, baby. That's the mentality you want to hear.
Do a good job of harping on, for sure.
I know you focus on the game. Hey, Tyler, I just wonder, like, do you listen to our show? Have you ever
I mean, that was huge. I mean, it was a very beautiful moment. You know, I shook the former president's hand. You know, that's something that's crazy. You know, I thought to myself, I was like, man, did you ever imagine yourself doing that one day? And so that was just an extremely cool moment for me. Like,
can you pause it for 1 second, AJ?
For sure. So, you know, it was beautiful.
I do notice, I've played sports before. Tyler has showered, but he didn't have a cold enough shower. He's put on too many layers. His neck is sweating quite bad right now. Bro, get that sweater off, cool it down, get a nice pack on you, get a cold one in you, get your body temperature back down.
Tyler, can we get you in the shower, please? Can we get you sure, back you know, in the shower and toweling on?
You know, I'm extremely appreciative of all the sacrifices they made.
Yeah, he's so sweating on the mouth, sweating. On the face, so too. But he's got a nice jacket. That's what he wanted
man,
to get
he called
that jacket
me a big
on.
Guy. That's all I really. He was like, "Hey man, so you're the big guy, huh?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm one of them." I guess.
Some random fucking dude right beside him.
Walk back in. I can't.
How big AJ? That be AJ.
How big's your cock? Yeah, it was cool. I would ask how big his.
Yeah, I gotta get starstruck in a moment. I was just like, "Yeah, you know, I'm a big guy." You know, then I have to focus on a coin flip. Making sure I know where we
Tyler
defer,
Smith, what
so
a fucking
cool.
good fucking pickup
what
right there.
What a fucking good jersey. Tyler Smith.
Color Rush Tyler Smith I mean, right there. It's
fucking fly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, Dallas Cowboys Chris love that you're wearing that.
He likes the big guys.
That Tyler Smith jersey.
I mean, we know how hard our backs work for us, whether it be in protection, when they're not getting the ball. And, you know, we understand that in order to bring out the best in our offense, we have to do things well, complementary passing and running. So we definitely expected that. And, I'm just glad at how we came together and were able to accomplish that.
So, you know, he's just talking about the O-line having to come out and do the job that they need to do.
He's been a top-ranked guard. I think they made the right decision not pushing him out to left tackle.
Sure.
Tyron Smith now is playing, back playing. We couldn't be happier with our 2022. I know. It's fucking the times, the dates get all fucked up. Our first round pick, he's balled out and super well spoken, homegrown guy. He grew up in Fort Worth. It's just, this guy's an absolute beauty. Very good player, too.
Yeah. And you think about if you did have to kick him out to left tackle, who the hell replaces left guard as well as the combination that we have right now? So,
yeah. Yeah, he's definitely one of those gems. Hey, keep going. Keep going. Keep going with it, dog. Does that almost motivate
you guys, man? I mean, absolutely. I mean, there have been a couple of times this season where Tony has had some play-saving blocks, and it's selfless stuff. It's him really putting his body on the line for us. And so just getting him the production that we know that he can get is huge for us, and it's something that we want to continue to get better on every week.
He's talking about TP20 throwing out some big-ass blocks, helping the O-line keep that protection in place for Dak Prescott. And sometimes you got to do that because you only got five linemen. If the defense is running five or six and you want to get that deeper ball playoff, you do need to have that extra security to come back, give the extra half second or more
for your QB to throw. Look at that one play where we were talking about it. Did Terrence Steele miss his assignment? Was he supposed to just jam up the two guys? He took the one, the other guy got passed, and then he grabbed TP20 as TP20 was trying to get it across the goal line. So when you're looking at how the backs can actually be a massive assistance to blocking your quarterback to give them that extra second or two, absolutely fundamental in it when you're thinking about offensive production.
But TP was running the ball.
TP20 was running the ball in that scenario. I was just saying when we were talking about like blocking and how important that line blocking is for players.
Maybe have him up to block and then have Dak run it in instead. If we're looking for like 2 yards or something close.
Yeah,
In hindsight, like have fucking TP20 block, TP20 and Dak block and have Hunter Lepke fucking run it, punch it through.
Sure. Yeah, and you know what
Which is what we thought we were going to see this year.
Haven't seen it yet.
Well, I did like seeing more and more, almost on every play, let's be honest, until Cooper Rush came in and he's like, hey, let's tune down the movement. I can't handle it. But Dak and I really liked our offense. A lot of movement on every play, just a bit sometimes. It's just to see what the defense is doing.
You just need to move a guy that much.
Yeah.
Let's see what these guys have to say. Do we going to get someone else here?
You know you love to hear that, Nate Newton, because you've been waiting for this offensive line to put
Nate
together
Newton,
a phenomenal performance.
Nate Newton, did we see him at
training camp? You mentioned it right up at the top
of the show.
He told
Boots he wouldn't
zero sacks
sign an autograph
by
for him.
This offensive line.
Boots
said he would pay,
the thing
though.
About it, man, we talked about it. Tony Pollard helped with this protection. You know, the tight ends helped with the play. It wasn't just the O-line. Everybody played their part, man. Not a lot of pressures this game. Dak even helped us, man, by using his legs, getting out, doing what he has to do. Sacks and pressures are not just on O-line.
Newton loves sacks.
I do have to say that.
Why give them the fucking mics? Give them, like, some handheld mics. Don't give them the headsets. They're in the fucking hallway of fucking AT&T Stadium. I don't want headsets.
Hi, I'm Nate Newton, and I'm on Cowboys Gamer League.
I'm on the Cowboys Twitch stream right now.
Where's their Xbox? Are they playing Rocket League?
Yeah, Nate Newton 56 right there.
One thing that he did bring up here that I just want to comment on is Dak Prescott using his legs a little bit more. Yeah. You know, it might not be adding up to a lot of yards, but it's the times that he's deciding to run.
Yeah,
where it's like, maybe he's feeling more confident. I'm certainly feeling more confident with him running the ball.
Well, and it's the defense has to think about him running the ball.
Yeah, yeah. Like
the defense,
totally.
Besides Dak, the last couple of years, besides the Tampa Bay game where he used his legs a bunch in the postseason, he hasn't ran much, and now he has two touchdowns on the ground in the last four games.
So it is another aspect of the offense that you do have to look out for.
Yeah, I like it because it's if we're in that 10-yard kind of zone, red zone, 10 yards or more, and the passes aren't there, and we're running a passing play, he can escape on his legs, and that is now becoming a threat. And it's something that was, I don't know, was it missing?
It was missing. It was missing last year. The last 2 years, since he's broke his ankle, it has not been there.
But he's been showing his skills. So.
He's been doing it.
Everybody, even the coaches, to know to put you in position to pick up the stunts in the game. So, but hey, this game was complete, and these guys did a great job.
You don't throw for 400 yards unless you are fully comfortable sitting back in the pocket and delivering the rock. There is nobody around him, and that is a testament to everybody who has a role in this pass protection. Not only being able to understand what your assignments are, but being able to identify where guys are, make the corrections, make the nonverbal communications, and be where you're supposed to be, and then execute. And that's exactly what this complete offense did today.
Look, guys,
just to bring up Terrence Steele, nice to not really think about him all game.
Yep.
Think he did well enough. I know this is not necessarily a defensive line to celebrate, but still.
But if the shitty teams can do it, that's a problem.
Like, exactly.
If the shitty teams can do what the Eagles did to him last week, then it's red flags. But yeah, but he didn't. He had a good game.
And well, maybe this is the turnaround.
Well, and you look at it, someone like Riddick is he's an all pro. Yeah. So he's gonna do that to the best.
He's on par with Micah Parsons. He is. He's a game changer like Micah Parsons. So he was gonna get his moments.
If we're being honest, man, if this offense,
Barry Church,
we want you to be honest, Barry Church.
Barry Church, I fucking love Barry Church. Barry Church is one of my favorite players.
He's got something
to
say.
He was the very first. This is some CanFan folklore. Very first Instagram page Cowboys player that liked something from the CanFan.
Really?
In 2016.
If we're being honest, man, if this offensive line is able to play this way consistently throughout the remainder of this season. And you talk about those weapons that they have on the outside. If they're able to keep Dak Prescott up for the majority of the game like they were today, I don't see a defense out there stopping them because you can't lock down these receivers one-on-one. You put a lot of pressure on CeeDee Lamb, you see what we can do with Cooks. You put pressure on Cooks, Ferguson's right there. The running game is coming alive. If this offensive line can stay tight like they are right now, playing as a unit, man, I just don't see anybody in the league that can stop this offense right now.
Now I'm going to
– Okay, well, that's true. I still think that the running game
hasn't hit the stride.
Needs to gain some strength. But if you're just looking for 95 or under rushing yards a game and you're going to go heavy passing, because I think we do have the cavalry on our wide receiving core, on our receivers across the board, including our running backs as well. I think that that's an okay bet to lean into, you know.
Yep.
It's not necessarily been the MO for the last few years, or maybe it's not necessarily the smartest move, but I don't feel negatively impacted by our run game in terms of when we've lost games.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
To ask you the $100 million
question. Do they skip these jokers? Is there any other interviews here? Just skip past.
Skip them.
Yeah, then they'll go to someone else in an interview here. Oh, maybe not. Could this be us? We just all have to have played in the NFL at some point? Nah, maybe not.
Okay.
Danny DeVito.
All right. Any
final thoughts?
Final thoughts.
I'm ready for next week already. I'm ready for next week. We expected this. We expected us to beat the Giants like we did, and it happened. I couldn't have hoped for a better game, and that's you always worry it's going to be like the Cardinals game. But it wasn't. The Cowboys showed that they meant business.
It wasn't like the Cardinals game. The fact that the Cowboys were able to offensively produce the points that we saw today is a massive. If it was a so let's take a step back for a second. If the score was what it is today, but defense had three defensive touchdowns, then I would be a little bit more concerned moving forward. But this is the type of game we want to see the offense put up
do their thing.
Fucking six touchdowns.
Yeah.
So
600 yards.
600 yards. So you expect a team. This is what everybody says. You expect a team like Dallas at their caliber to put up the type of points on their offense like they did today.
Yep.
So
smash out the teams that you should.
Yeah. Only negative was just there were some runs against us that were a little bigger than I would have liked.
That's going to happen, though.
It's going to happen. I'm not gonna piss on that. But I'm saying, look, I'm nitpicking and fishing for a negative. The reality is, I agree. I love that the offense moved the ball, scored some touchdowns, and we got another kind of, dare I say, soft game coming up against the Panthers.
It is. And I'll ask you guys this. Do these back-to-back soft games affect us? When you finally play against the Eagles again at December 10th?
Not if Cowboys repeat how they played tonight.
Yeah, if you keep smacking teams out.
I don't think so. I think you look at some of the teams who had some of these soft games leading into the start of the season, and then they come into their tough game. It's like a tune-up game. You're having tons of tune-up games. You're playing I should say this. If our offense continues to produce the way that we did today,
then no problem.
Yeah. No problem. But if it was just defense putting up the points and our offense still struggling against these soft teams, then that's a problem.
600 yards, six touchdowns is for your offense.
We ain't mad.
That's fucking amazing. That's amazing. All right, guys. Well, we will be back Wednesday night. The CanFan boys for the main event. The Bandwagon boys. We're all feeling good. The Sunday service, million times better when we get that George W. But I got something nice that I want to say because tomorrow's Victory Monday. And if you see somebody on Victory Monday that doesn't like the Cowboys, I want you to tell them one thing. Go fuck yourselves! We out, son.
Peace out, Chad.
Fuck the Giants.
Fuck the Giants.
Bitches.
Fuck the Eagles, too.
And the Commanders.
And the Commanders. Don't forget about them.